Welcome to part two of Under a Green Sky.
There was a night, the summer was kind. You lay astride me in the road and no car came. A satellite fell. You said a falling star. I felt the weight of barley wine upon my smile. Now I am old, and you are gone. I'm a million miles from home, and I have faith in no one. But there was a time you had to work, and I had to sleep. So Catholic to leave an orange by my bed. You're a picture of grace, a picture of grace. Too good for me, they said, and they were right. Now I am old, and you are. A time when life seemed clear and true. A time when all was possible. I held you in my arms. I loved you in my arms. A time when we were standing tall. A time before the hurting fall. So the memory fades. I turn and walk away.
Mel dead, I said in disbelief. I'm really sorry. What happened? It was a car crash, Terry said. They said she'd been drinking heavily, and traces of cocaine were found as well, which is ridiculous, he continued. She could never have had more than half a glass of wine without being violently ill, and was always dead set against taking drugs. So what's going on? I asked. It's to do with a project she'd been working on for the last 3 years. She'd been lent out to a team at Port and Down to be their technical author. In fact, the project leader is someone you've worked with at Oxford, a chap called Pete, and he was quite insistent she joined the team. They were working on something to do with algae. You remember Pete had been researching the stuff following that algal bloom at Farmore Reservoir, which nearly poisoned the supply of water for Oxford a few years back. But now Pete has disappeared, and Mel is dead. In her personal papers, I found a photo montage with your initials on the back. And this, Terry continued, handing over a single page filled with the pictures and a sealed jiffy bag with my name on it, marked to be opened in the event of my death, but only by Sanchez, Guy Pedler. Sanchez was the nickname given to me at college due to me turning up wearing a sombrero to a performance by the Guy Peddlers, a comedy skit act a group of us had put together, which had tried to put a twist on historic events. The name derived from a mix of Guy Fawkes and the Tolpuddle Martyrs, and one of our sketches involved Guy Fawkes being transported to China, then returning to England with the gunpowder concession. All a bit silly, but it was good fun at the time. The Guy Peddlers was made up of Mel as the token female, Ollie was the suave lead, Dev was the fixer and cricket-mad Indian, Gelly was the boffin, and myself as the fool. Terry helped out with the sound and lighting, but resolutely stayed out of the limelight. "Do you know what's in here?" I asked. "No, and I don't want to. It's obviously government business. As far as I'm concerned, Mel's gone, and that's that." I took a quick look at the montage and recognised a photo I'd taken not more than 100 yards from where we stood, but decided not to mention it. We continued to chat for some time, about times gone by, and I rang Trish to let her know that I'd been held up. After an hour or two, we made our way down to the car park by Giant's Cave. He got into his Range Rover and drove off. I hadn't seen him since.
Where I parked my old worn out car, taking your time but I don't mind. It's a long way to go, but the days pass so slow, and the distance seems to know your own name. Seems to know your own name. And I know just where that'll leave me. Stepped into the road with your suitcase in tow. Be a long time till you'll see this place again. Your hair shone so red I could barely look ahead. Up into the road where I'll be travelling. Where I'll be travelling. And I know I just haven't the time to waste. Oh, I know I just haven't the time. Oh, the waste. And it's a silver jet set across the sea. My love away from me. Won't you carry me safe to her new home? And it's a silver jet set across the sea. Sends my love away from me. Won't you carry me safe to her new home? Up those heels, keep those eyes peeled. I need you back before I knew you were gone. Before I knew you were gone.